As Refugee Week comes to a close, we today hear the story of a woman whose journey to a new life brought her to Adelaide. Over 20 years ago, Gladys fled Sierra Leone in West Africa with her husband and six children. The Wire's Sarah Martin spoke to her about that experience.
The situation was not good because we have a war breakout in our country and I have to pull out with my six children and then go to Guinea, a nearby country. So we were there in the refugee camp for about 8 to 10 years fighting for where to go. We don't have to go back because there was nowhere. I lost my husband. And I have the children there with me, with some of my relatives, and most of them were missing. We had about some program about how to seek an asylum or right and refugee application. And we are one of the luckiest ones to come. And even right now I'm sitting here, there's still some of our friends back there.
What was life like in that camp?
The life there, I can say, is quite better than dying because when you reach at the refugee camp, you feel like you're safe and the only thing you think about is what to eat and what to wear. We got supplies once every month and other things, food stock, we have to look for ourselves. At that time, we don't speak their language. You have to go stand at the doors and say sign to them like good morning or good afternoon. And they do offer us some job to do to give us some money so that we can buy food and other things. Yeah, you can't say it's 100% good, but at least if you don't even have something to eat, you drink water to sleep. Yeah.
How old were your children when you left Sierra Leone?
They were quite small. I came here 2004 and the oldest one was like 14 years old. It was not an easy thing for me to go through all this because when I was back home, I was just a mom, not doing any job, like just cooking and then washing. That's all I was doing. But when I came here, it was a different story. Like I have to work. I have to go first to school for 6 months because I have just here 11 education.
When you were in Guinea and you were living in the refugee camp for those years, did you have an ideal that you'd come to somewhere like Australia?
Yeah, I was. That was my dream and that was my prayer that I should find a place where I'll bring my children to have better education. So schools there in the Guinea were just French and was too expensive for us to afford it. So we have refugees settlers that they made that for children to know ABCD and other things. So that's all they have. So I was very, very one of the lucky ones to come to this country.
And so you found a new home here in Australia. And how did you find it becoming a new part of this new country?
Oh, when I came here, I find it very challenging. You know, I have to start learning again. New system, new way of life, a new way of living, even with my children. And I knew that it was a better place for me. I sometimes think about home, but I feel like these people are very friendly and they make me to forget most of my suffering and what I went through. Yeah.
It's Refugee Week. It's wrapping up.
Yeah.
But you're involved in an event, A Taste of Africa and Around. Why is it important that these sorts of events bring different cultures and different experiences together?
You know, when we came here, we thought that we are the only one that have different way of living. We found out that there are so many cultures. So being among other people, learning to be, you know, other people, respecting their culture and their food, I think that bring us more unity and more together to know one another and respect one another. So I feel so blessed to be among testing other people's food and they testing our own food at the same time. And, you know, it's quite interesting and makes me happy.
Yeah.
There's nothing much more better than that.
It's Gladys from Sierra Leone in West Africa, speaking with The Wire's Sarah Martin.